NewsRELEASEMICHIGAN Department of Health and Human Services Lansing, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, MDHHS, continues to build relationships with federally recognized tribes in Michigan to advocate for their needs and assist their citizens through its Office of Tribal Government Services and Policy. MDHHS is dedicated to recognizing and honoring the sovereignty of tribal governments in Michigan, providing a clear path to accessing resources and continuing to strengthen our government-to-government relationships, said Elizabeth Hurdle, MDHHS Director. We are proud of the important work done by the Office of Tribal Government Services and Policy. There are 12 federally recognized tribes in Michigan, each a sovereign government with its own governing structure, culture, traditions, laws, regulations, and policies. State government shares a responsibility with tribes to provide for and protect the health, safety, and welfare of shared citizens. The Office of Tribal Government Services and Policy is dedicated to working with tribal governments, their citizens, and other Native American residents to address specific issues and ensure equity in the services MDHHS provides to all Native Americans in Michigan. Key accomplishments of Office of Tribal Government Services and Policy include: planned and executed a successful Tribal Healthcare Workforce Summit designed to attract, retain, and strengthen the healthcare workforce for tribal health centers and programs. It was attended by all 12 tribes and nearly all of Michigan's colleges and universities, as well as certain health professional associations. Worked with the Community Engagement Unit in the MDHHS Division of Environmental Health to develop a protocol to notify and work with tribal governments when environmental hazards occur. Consulted with tribal staff to develop a Medicaid reimbursement initiative for doula services and a community health worker reimbursement initiative to reduce barriers and provide reimbursement for tribal health programs. Met with tribal leaders and frontline staff to share information and seek feedback from tribes about how the state should spend its opioid settlement dollars. Tribal government services and policy staff will manage the release of FY 2025 opioid settlement funds to tribes. Worked with multiple MDHHS divisions and program offices to help them engage in successful consultations with tribal governments. Developed annual employee trainings to help employees better understand the unique working relationship with tribal governments. New initiatives. Resume a work group with tribal governments to collaboratively build a waiver application for permission to provide Medicaid reimbursement for certain traditional Native American healing practices. This follows Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services approval of 4 states' applications. Begin a work group to help ensure compliance with federal requirements on how to count or exclude cultural or other tribal incomes in the determination of eligibility and calculation of benefits provided by MDHHS. Serve on and support the Michigan Attorney General's Murdered and Missing Indigenous Persons Task Force and provide comprehensive information and resources to victims and families at their request. The expansion of this office affirms our commitment to supporting strong and effective tribal relations in Michigan, and the added staff will help us better serve tribal partners in the state, said Lorna Elliott Egan, Director of the Office of Tribal Government Services and Policy. Collaboration helps us work together. Working to expand our consultation efforts to make sure tribes are true partners in what we do has been a priority for the department during Director Hurdle's administration. In addition to Elliott Egan, 3 employees make up the office who are all either an enrolled citizen or a descendant of one of Michigan's 12 tribal governments. Each brings a deep understanding of tribal history and their own lived experiences and those of their ancestors and indigenous people. This deep level of understanding helps the department identify and address the health and social inequities that Native Americans continue to experience today. The office is comprised of Mary Calcaterra. Technician Mary Calcaterra is an enrolled citizen of the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians with a degree in education from Michigan State University. Calcaterra assists in tribal consultations, project planning, and archival and research efforts. Calcaterra's technical expertise ensures the smooth development, design, and management of the unit's website and project planning to streamline operations and enhance workflow coordination. Christina, Tina, Lightfoot, analyst and advocate Tina Lightfoot, Jawin Noden Indijnikaz, Mayingan Ndadamishinabe KWE Ndaao, is a descendant of the Saginaw Chippewa Indian tribe and holds a bachelor's degree in sociology, criminal justice from Central Michigan University. She lives and works in her tribal community in Mount Pleasant. Lightfoot serves as the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons, MMIP, policy analyst and advocate, acting as a liaison between the office, tribal programs and advocacy groups supporting MMIP victims and families. Isabel Welsh, Departmental Specialist. Isabel Welsh is an enrolled member of the Keweenaw-Bay Indian community and affiliated with the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. She lives and works in her tribal community in Baraga. Welsh has a degree in social work from Northern Michigan University. She began her career at MDHHS in 2017 as a Native American outreach worker and began working within tribal government services and policy as an analyst in December 2022 when the new office was opened. She is currently the office's specialist focused on food sovereignty and security initiatives services and elder services.